KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. Don't forget about those Constitution classes at Shields tonight. And make sure that you log on to 991fmtalk.com. Okay? Why do we spend all this money searching outside of our area to find city managers, to find county managers, to find superintendents, to find the list goes on and on. Are we not educating our children that they can take on projects like these? Do we not have the standard of intelligence that people can fill these positions? Answer today's poll question. A lot of people already logging on. This is very cool. With literally within 5 minutes of having this question up, and I haven't even mentioned it yet, people were already voting. Should local government positions be required to be filled by applicants from the geographic area that they will be willing to serve and not nationwide searches? People who have a stake in their community. People who you know their history, you know their background. It's not just a resume. Yes or no? Log on. So the question that we had up there previously, will the impeachment inquiry help or hurt Democrats in the 2020 election? Well, this was kind of obvious by our listenership. 90% said it will hurt. 10% said it would help. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Always open for you. Weekdays. 10 to noon. Kelly's on the line. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I love steak. Thank you for mentioning that. And that's why there is the write-in area on your mail-in or your hand-deliver, handwritten ballot, paper ballot. And folks should vote with their dollars. And you have the Great Basin Community Food Cooperative to help you. There are happy, healthy, local, organic, pickings, and get your friends' permission because they might get mad if you write their name in without their permission first. So when you nominate Monica for the school board, make sure you spell her name properly. Gotcha, girl.
Kelly, I'm going to hunt you down.
That's right here on the North Shore of Lake Tahoe. I challenge you to a surf contest and a barbecue. Just kidding. No, but, you know, I would get your permission first from your friends, and then, yes, put their name in, because it's the only way that you're going to get somebody decent, somebody local, and that's how you serve your people. And I love my neighbor.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Kelly. We need to encourage, you know, if you know a business owner, we need to get more business owners and less lawyers. No offense, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a lawyer, but there's just too many lawyers who go in and, you know, not all of them are good. A lot of people get their law degree just so they can manipulate wording and they know what's within the law. Especially since some of them are written so vaguely. And Kelly, we need to encourage these great people out there. Like, I'm trying to get Jay Kenny, who owns Doughboys. He is a great businessman. He has been the chairman of Ducks Unlimited for years. And people love him. He loves this community. It's people like him that should be running for office, school boards, any elected positions that make a difference in everybody's lives. So, Kelly, when are you going to run for something?
I've done a little bit of service. I'm over here on the other side of the border here, but I did serve and live in Nevada in the beautiful city of Reno, and I did serve on the SNO Board of Directors for the Great Basin Community Food Cooperative. It's right there on Flint and Court, and boy, it's just the best part about it. There are happy, healthy people there. They are supporting our brilliant farmers, our wisdom that comes from, you know, our elders and seniors, and they totally deserve to be supported. And if you vote with your dollars, it's going to feel so good to say goodbye, lose co, I mean win co, and goodbye, Slaveway, oh, I mean Safeway. And do as local as you can, because people know how to drive when the weather changes fairly safely. You know, they have the, they know the weather, they know the seasons, they know all these wonderful things, and they're just out there to mentor you. So hit them up, and thank you so much for your work, Monica. You rule.
Thanks, Kelly, and you need to run too, because being on the other side of the border, you guys got more work to do than we do. So there you go. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. That's the thing. Friends, neighbors, business people locally, you know the situations that we face. You know, people like Joe Lawrence, who finally threw his hat into the ring. People like Ray Pezzanella. You know, I want to get Ray Pezzanella back in here. Just because you lose one time doesn't mean that you don't stop fighting or that you stop fighting. Okay, a loss is a loss. Take it and suck it up, and you learn from your campaign. People think that they can go out and they can run their own campaigns, or that they can, you know, just put up a few signs. It doesn't work that way. Even local elections are big money. You're probably looking at just entering a race for something, at least $100,000. Okay, now that you've picked yourself back up off of the floor, that's a minimum. You've got to hire a campaign manager, whatever you're running for, because you can't do it by yourself, especially if you're a business person. You have to run your business. You have to make sure your employees are taken care of. You have to make sure that your customers are taken care of. Get help. We're going in to an election season here. I think March, the middle or the end of March, is the cutoff to run for whatever office that you would run for. Okay? So if you're going to think about it real hard and real fast, and put a team together and hit the streets. You know, don't get too much of the swag, you know, the buttons and the bumper stickers and all that stuff. Get the signs out and get your message out. Get it on talk shows. I will have an open door policy. I will keep a better schedule of who, where, and when. Anybody running for any office, attorney, justice of the peace, school board, judges, welcome on the show. Anytime, any party, green, independent, libertarian, I don't care. As long as you are truthful of what you are going to do with this community or in this community, then you are welcome to speak your piece on our show. I say our show because it's yours and mine. Speak your piece about any issue. 884-9910. But the most important election that we have, well, president coming up, 2020, go Trump, MAGA 2020, or CAG, sorry, CAG 2020, keep America great. But really, the general election, that's going to be a fight between Democrats and Republicans. That's what it's going to be. I hate to be honest with you, but get over it. Green Party's not going to win. Libertarian Party's not going to win. Independent's not going to win. It's going to be a Republican or Democrat. Side with whichever side you feel closest to. And I'm sure I will probably get a call here from Neil at some point. But that third or fourth party is just not going to happen. And you can see it in Kentucky right now. If you look at the Kentucky governor's race, the incumbent Republican governor lost. It was such a close race by only a few thousand. That third party candidate destroyed it because that third party candidate got 28,000 votes. Had those people voted on the other side, then the Republicans more than likely would have still had it. It's the way the system works. And more than likely, that's not going to change. You have to wake up to that, buttercup, as my grandmother would say. She was a smart woman. Wake up, face the facts, align yourself with which other party you are closest to, because you know what? It doesn't matter if you are a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you are a Republican. You will have disagreements within your party. But you can voice your concerns and you can fight those on the local level. Other than that, it's Republican versus Democrat. And the only thing that we're seeing from Democrats right now is free, 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 free. Socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it. You've got violence with Antifa, yelling, screaming, hitting, attacking innocent people. We see it every single day. Of course, you have to go to Facebook or private YouTube video to see it because mainstream media won't cover it. But you know you're going to get the truth here. And we'll talk about it and we'll put it straight out there for you. Another straight subject that I'm going to have to break it to you gently, because you're going to be really upset, is on the other side of this break. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many.
Oh, yeah, it has been. It's all ruin. KKFT. But there is a house of the rising sun. New Orleans. Check it out. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of your concerns. So let's lay down some truth here. Let's lay down some hardcore facts that, well, nobody's going to like, but it's the truth. And we all need to just suck it up. The whole process is broken. And if there is an issue out there that the city or the county, wherever you live, is facing, whether it be a range, a free range for people to go out and do target practice, a vagrancy situation, a vagrancy crisis, an education crisis, you're going to have to pay for it. Sorry to tell you that, but you have to be realistic. You're going to have to pay for it. Whatever they come up with, expanding the water treatment plants, expanding transgender bathrooms, you're going to have to pay for it. The reason I say this is because I look at the vagrancy problem. And I had a group of people at my house, and I said, okay, this is my idea. And people were bouncing back at me. People aren't going to go for that because they're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay for it either way. So we either hand it over to people who are willing to help and who are willing to do something, not just, you know, let another organization take it over and not have enough money to sustain or whatever. That's just the way until we can get some good, fiscally responsible people in there. It's just the way it's got to be. So I came up with this idea that we need a large space. We need acres. We need to find one of the old farms, one of the old properties. I'm thinking something around the airport, industrial area, acres and acres. And we need to have a place for motorhomes to go, for travel trailers, for tents, for people who aren't going to be a part of society. Because one way or another, whether you like it or not, you are always, thanks to, what was it? Was it FDR? Who did the Depression? Came up with social services, came up with welfare. One way or another, you are going to pay for it. So I had this idea, you know, get those tough sheds, insulate them, put them in a location, keep it secure, keep it maintained, have law enforcement presence, even if it's like a substation, combine these issues, mental health volunteers for people that volunteer their hours, professionals with those degrees, mental health counselors, drug addiction counselors, give them tax credits. But have this location that the people who have drug problems, who have mental problems, who do not want to be a part of society, put them there. And then we can figure out the ones who need to be in jail because they keep breaking the law, or the ones who just don't want to deal. They don't have family. They're loners. Because, you know, they're out there. And we keep getting more and more of them here. Well, I found out no matter how smart I think I am, I'm not. There are groups that are already doing this. Find out more. I want you to log on to mlf.org. mlf.org. Mobile Loaves and Fishes. Yes, loaves and fishes. It is faith-based, but it's not by one group or another. mlf.org. They have a huge vagrancy problem in Austin, probably about 1,500 more than us. Even though they say, oh, we've only got about 500 people. No, we're closer to 1,000 because you're not taking into account the people who are hiding, the people who are living on couches, the people who are not involved in the shelters and things like that. So my estimate between Reno, Sparks, South Reno, North Reno, the squatters, more like 1,000. Look at what Austin is doing. They are not the first ones to do this as well. So mlf.org. Look at it. Call me up and talk to me about it. What do you think? Let's go to the phone lines. As soon as I said vagrancy and you're going to have to pay for it, the phone's lit up. 884-9910, Marianne. What would you like to talk about?
Hello, Monica. I am a resident of Cold Springs, And I don't know if you've heard about the highly contested Stonegate development that was going to go in on the west side of 395 in Cold Springs.
Yes.
All of us in the Cold Springs community are wondering, and I don't know if maybe you could get the word out there and try to find out more because you have more reach than we do. There was some property over there for sale, about 100 acres or so, and there has not been any movement. We saw drilling going on, and also where the new high school is supposed to be located, right by White Lake, where there's a ton of water and nowhere for it to go. So I was just wondering if anybody knew if Stonegate is now not going to happen because of lack of water or other issues with flooding or something.
Hmm. As far as I knew, it was continuing on. It's still a topic of subject. So I will look that up, Marianne. Thank you so much. What, Marianne, too, log on to WashoWrap.com. It's Washoe's for Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. And they follow every single development that is under consideration right now. So check that out, WashoWrap.com. We'll be right back. Oz, hang on the line. Haven't talked to you in a while. 884-9910. It's the Monica J Show and Fox News on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Or, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Oz, before I get to you, this is just heartbreaking, and we all need to be aware of this, and we all need to fight this. This is why I was saying that I'm very suspicious of what went on in Kentucky in the governor's race, so I hope they're looking at all of those votes. This is coming from Fox News this morning. Early voting in Illinois got off to a rocky start yesterday, or on Monday, as votes being cast for Republican candidates were electronic voting. Remember how that's not able to be tampered with? Republican candidates were transformed into votes for Democrats. FoxNews.com this morning. That makes me sick. All right, let's go to the phone lines and check in with Oz. Hi, Oz. Thanks for waiting. What would you like to talk about?
Leftover vacant prisons that they should turn into homeless shelters. The building's there. They got plenty of
That's a great
room,
idea.
Huge kitchen. I mean, it'd be perfect for them. And then as far as the range is concerned, oh, my God, the city takes it over, closes it down. So you've got a few hours on a Sunday to shoot there from 8 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and it's first come, first serve. Oz, I love your idea about that. You know, and it's not just the vacant prisons. There's vacant hotels. There's vacant apartment complexes. There are so many different vacant buildings that can be transformed into something. But again, elected representatives, all they do is sit and talk about the issues. They don't actually get something done. We're going to have to get the churches involved, get government money out, and just make it happen because they're not doing their jobs.
And then you get these contractors that bid outrageous prices for them. Why don't you just go to the schools, the high schools and colleges, and have a trade school, something that the kids can build and learn how to do it with your construction, your plumbing, your electrical, everything, and it will be cost a third of the cost.
Exactly.
And you have.
I mean, what? Didn't we have trade schools doing that for, what, like 10 years ago for Habitat for Humanity? I can't think of anything more humane than doing it for the vagrants.
Right, and our veterans? Come on.
Exactly. Have one for the homeless veterans. Have one that is specifically for people with, you know, I don't want to be a part of society issues. Have one specifically for people who might have mental issues. Have one for people who are strictly just cost. They don't make enough money to share an apartment or have something like that because they're low income, disability. There are all kinds of facilities we could have in place, but no one is doing anything about it. It's studies and reports and meetings and we'll do this on the next one and pushing it off. And people's lives are at stake, Oz.
Oh, I understand. I was reading an article about, I can't remember the state it was, that they were using shipping containers and converting those into apartments for homeless people.
They're using shipping containers in downtown Reno as businesses and housing because it's the cool thing to do. They're building tiny houses, which you see on HGTV being built for $40,000 or $50,000. They're building $200,000 tiny homes for hipsters. Again, Oz, it's our elected representatives that don't get anything done. It was so nice to talk to you again. Finally, you haven't called in a long time.
Okay. Yeah. And it starts in the beginning. It starts at the bottom. These people are getting in at the very, very bottom of the politics. This is where it starts.
Yep. That's it. We got to start here first. Thanks, Oz, for the call. I appreciate it. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. What would you like to talk about? Are you there, Brian? I hope we didn't lose you, Brian. Did you wander off? Okay, I think we lost Brian. So, Brian, if you're there, call back, and we'll get you back connected. So, Denise Ross has been trying to get a hold of me, but she's calling my cell phone. I don't answer my cell phone when I'm on the air. Denise, thank you so much. Call back. If you can, 884-9910, Denise is texting me that there is a meeting tonight at the City of Reno on Stonegate. Oh, there's Denise. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Denise, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling with the great information that I can't follow constantly. So tonight, City of Reno, there's a meeting on Stonegate?
Well, it's regarding Stonegate and the water supply. The guy that is the developer has gone to Tumwa and is trying to get a big tank expansion to supply water to Stonegate because the city denied helping him with build his infrastructure. So he went to Tumwa because he's the owner of the Vidler. He's the businessman of Vidler Pipeline, so he had some negotiation powers within Tumwa, and so that decision is being appealed today or tonight by Michael DeMartini, and if that appeal is lost, what's going to happen is everybody that hooked up to that water in North Valleys is going to have to end up paying a higher rate to pay for that water. Does that make sense? So we need people
isn't
to go there.
Isn't Tumwa governed by the City of Reno? Truckee Meadows Washoe Water County. Authority. It's Washoe County.
Yeah, but they're still not a government agency. So I don't know how that part is tied in, but they kind of do whatever they want, you know, just like Washoe County.
Yeah.
And if you watched the meeting yesterday for Washoe County and saw what they did whenever it came time to vote, you would have gone through the roof because they violated open. Well, they called a vote in for to have this one parcel converted from residential to commercial, and because it was a joint meeting, they were required to have a majority vote, and they only had three Washoe County commissioners that were sitting on that joint board that morning. So when
the vote didn't pass,
Von Hartung decides, he instructs the staff to call Bob Lucy, who was not on the phone, who was not introduced at roll call, and he said that Bob Lucy would vote yeah for it, and that he had been watching it online, supposedly. But, you know, so he called, and Bob Lucy then cast the vote, and it passed.
I can't use the word here, believable.
I know.
These are the people that keep getting reelected.
Yeah, and we weren't at that meeting. Tammy Holt Still. And she read them the riot act during the last public comment, you know. And we're going to file complaints with the attorney general's office regarding that violation. But it was a blatant slap in the face. And, you know, it's like tonight, you know, we're going to have to go there. And I'm going to be showing some of the proof that we have that shows that the developer of Stonegate is also tied in somehow financially. You can see it on his LinkedIn profile, to the Vidler pipeline. And Vidler pipeline was what allowed George Peak to have more building done on his property, or to at least have that consideration in Lemon Valley, because there was a moratorium when there was no water. Well, whenever Bonnie Weber got that water line put in from Vidler, that allowed them to do more building out there. Now they're flooding all of us. So,
Denise, what time is the meeting, and where is it at tonight?
It's at 6 o'clock tonight at the Reno City Council on First Street. It's 1001 First Street. City Hall. And you might want to go there a little bit early, because you have to be searched, or, you know, wanded, and they search your purse and stuff,
yeah,
too, before you can go in.
Yeah.
Thank
God you guys listen. Thank God you guys listen and you're able to call in with this information. I so appreciate you guys. I was actually sharing some of the information that you had on the Lemon Valley Relief Facebook page. So I appreciate that. Denise, good luck tonight. Again, City of Reno, Chambers, please, 6 o'clock tonight. You have got to show up to these meetings. At least this one is at 6 o'clock. And I am appalled at not only the city of Reno, but of the Washoe County commissioners, that if you cannot show up to a meeting, if you cannot be there attending roll call, even if you are on the phone, if you are on a conference call, you don't get a vote. The citizens are showing up. They're doing their concern. If you, as a council person, as a mayor, as a commissioner, if you cannot be there, you don't get a vote. That is just unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. I have to take a break. I have to take a deep breath. 884-9910. This is how you're being treated, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you're elected representatives are working for you. Or is that against you? Huh. I'll think about it. When I come back, I'll give you a thought. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 884-9910, it's the Monica J Show. So, what's your poison tonight? Constitution class at Shields, City of Reno meeting, water, Stonegate, 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow night, guess what? Stonegate, tomorrow night in Douglas County, it's your turn. It's the park development, 2,500 homes. There's a big open desert out there. There's room for everybody. But you got to have water. You got to have the community behind you. It's funny. We have all these people up in arms about billboards blocking out the views. So what? Now you just want your views of houses touching everywhere? Houses going up the hillsides? Houses covering the valley? Houses covering the desert? You know, we are in a bubble here. And just like 2008, this bubble's going to burst. Just because everything's hunky-dory now doesn't mean that it's going to be that way in even 5 years, even 3 years. So Douglas County, you're up tomorrow night. Stonegate, North Valleys, you're up tonight. City of Reno. Let's go to the phone lines, check in with Kurt this morning. Hi, Kurt. What would you like to talk about?
I'm going to take you back a little bit because I didn't have a chance at that time to be able to call in. But last week, you were talking about the older houses in Reno that were being converted over to businesses.
And I'm so glad you heard that, Kurt, because I was really hoping people would want to talk about that, because it's not just Reno, it's Carson City, too.
Well, years ago, I participated in the Reno Citizens Institute. I don't know if you've ever gone through it or not, but I went through this in the early 2000s, along at the same time I was on my neighborhood advisory board up here in the New Northwest McQueen area. Anyway, one of the evenings out of the 10 was put on by redevelopment. And redevelopment had their map of the downtown area and how it was going to change. And one of the, or a couple of the points they brought up was that Reno really doesn't have a city within itself, as you would know, let's say San Francisco, or maybe even East Coast cities like where I grew up. You know, we're not, it's not was constructed that way. Well, they were saying that these corridors, Plumas Street, as an example, would become professional offices. Now, this is back in the early 2000s. So it's not like it wasn't out there to the public that that could happen or that would be happening. And I could see their vision. I went up on top of through the history of the property, but the Flamingo Hilton, then it became the Golden Phoenix. And if the top floor up there, there was a restaurant and a bar. And if you looked out to the south and took the vision that they were talking about, I could see what they were talking about. I could see how that whole core would be changing. Well, this is the early 2000s. Fast forward to today, and you can see that taking place, exactly what they were talking about. Private business now has come in, and it's starting to take that change and bring it to effect. Well, when you talk about housing, as you talk about, I look at it as if we go to the city example again, why don't we have, from where I grew up outside of Philadelphia, we have row houses or brownstones. You know, in a block, they were all attached. They were multi-story. Typically, there was an alley behind them where you could access your single-car garage. But we have a block of these. And people, there are segments, demographics of people that want that urban feeling. They don't want to have a yard, per se. They don't want to have a half acre around them. You know, they want an urban feeling. And what better way to do it than that, putting more houses in a space, thus, you know, reducing costs when we look at costs and all the fees that go into it, and allowing the market to do a little more dictating of it with some innovation instead of, yes, the houses, some of these projects that are being built down there, and you look at them, well, okay, they're kind of nice, but they're out of the price range of people. You know, brownstones that would occupy a whole block would be more affordable to people. But anyway,
and it's,
along your line. I'm
glad you brought up the brownstone, because unlike apartments, in brownstones or townhomes, whatever you want to call them, you don't have that upstairs neighbor. You just have the people on both sides of you. And Denver did a lot of that with, what do they call it? There's a word for it. courtyard houses where you're literally, you know, two houses connected or four houses connected, and you just you share a backyard. So it's the innovation is out there. We just have to look into it. Kurt, I'm so glad you called and remembered that I was talking about that. I really appreciate it. You have a great day. And Bruce, I'm so sorry. I can't take your call. Please call back tomorrow. It's time to wrap up the show. It just seems like we always get going around 11:30, and so many people start calling at that time. But I only go until noon, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear what you have to say. So I don't want you just to ask a question and then cut you off like some talk shows do. I want us to actually have a conversation, because that's how you get things out. It's the Monica Jay Show on KSVL 92.3 FM and KKFT 99.1 FM. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.